couldn't lie in it.
Atlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. I absolutely love that song. It is Jennifer's Friend from Goblin on the original soundtrack to Creepers, which is a 1985 movie. And Claudio Simonetti, of course, the man behind Goblin, did a lot of soundtracks for Italian horror movies, and a very young Jennifer Connelly in that one. I think she was like 15 or 16 or something. I just finally got to watch it for the first time not too long ago, just a few months ago. And it was actually way better than I thought it was. Donald Pleasance was in there, adding some credibility to the cast. It was creepy. Those some of those old Italian horror movies have a weird vibe about them. And and one of the other reasons. Back in the day, occasionally I would tape, literally I would tape my show on CJSF radio back in the 80s. And the tape, one tape I still have is that track followed by the track after it, which was Motorhead's Locomotive. And that's on the soundtrack as well. And plus some Iron Maiden and a few other things. And that's before those guys got really huge. We're talking like 84. So, I mean, they were there, but they weren't, you know, massive. It's a great soundtrack. And, of course, I got to see Claudio Simonetti here in Vancouver at the Rio last spring? No, fall? I can't remember. He was at the Rio in Vancouver, and he was doing all the soundtracks, and he did all the movie. The movie was playing in the background, so he was kind of playing to the videos of some of the movies that they have done music to, and it was very cool. It was very cool. And then all of a sudden they stopped doing that, and then just played a straight set. So it was that was also very cool. So also in that set, you heard Eric Bell, original guitar player with Thin Lizzy, from his album Exile, came out in 2015. The title track you heard, and of course we did an interview with Eric right here on the show, probably about a year ago or so, probably longer. But he'd put a song out called "Song for Gary," dedicated to Gary Moore. Because Eric and Gary had a long history together over the years. And of course, Eric featured in Gary Moore's Thin Lizzy tribute, playing Whiskey in the Jar. And of course, Eric has a great story, which I just read again, about how he felt very ripped off when he was invited to get up with Metallica to play Whiskey in the Jar. They changed the key, didn't tell him. And they paid him for the show, for getting up. Of course, he wrote all the parts for that particular song, even though it was a song that was around a long time before Metallica or even Thin Lizzy. He wrote all the guitar parts for it because they didn't exist before. And so when Kirk Hammett played those guitar parts, those were Eric's guitar parts, and they didn't compensate him for that. And I thought that was pretty sad when, you know, a band like Metallica, well, I'll say when they didn't compensate him, apparently what Eric said, they compensated him in merch. And I thought, what is he going to do with T-shirts and stickers? I don't know. Yeah, but that's just, you know, Metallica for you. I mean, it's kind of contradictory, you know, the way that Lars Ulrich went on and on and on about copyright and streaming and piracy and all that. And there he goes, ripping people off like Eric Bell, who, you know, and without Eric Bell and Thin Lizzy, Metallica wouldn't exist. So anyway, that's just my gripe. And then you heard John Tams all the way from Cheshire in England, and Over the Hills and Far Away, of course, the soundtrack to the TV show Sharp, and with Sean Bean as the lead character. And one of my favorite TV shows. One of, remains one of my favorite actors of all time, Sean Bean. And he's often played a bad guy, often plays a guy, well, first of all, who dies a lot. And then I think there's video compilations of his deaths on YouTube, which I think is hilarious. But he does this ad for Yorkshire Tea, which is absolutely amazing. And one of his best shows he ever did, he was actually playing himself. And I forgot what the name of the show is, but it's about these young guys who are, you know, trying to figure out life. And he comes on as a ghost of himself, even though he's not dead. But he's in character as himself. And it is hilarious. I forget what show it is, but it is very funny. John Tams, of course, great musician, and in the show he is also in Sharp, and apparently that song is done by a band called Treebeard as well. It's a traditional British song, kind of written around war and having to go fight for the crown in all kinds of weird and wonderful locations. I mean, these days it's regarded as colonialism, it's you going for fighting for king and country. It wasn't looked on that way back in the day, but that's a different story altogether. All right, let's get back into the music. One of my favorite guitar players of all time, Alan Holdsworth, features on this next one by Tony Williams' Lifetime. It's the title track from his 1976 album Million Dollar Legs. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on, of course, CJSF Radio 90.1 FM in Vancouver. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are in the world. It's Mr. Tony Williams.
Thank you.